Welcome back to the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It's time for tonight's Unified Bank Profile. And coming off of his first pro goal on Wednesday night is Nailers forward Samuel Tremblay. Sam, I got to tell you, I loved your look towards the bench as soon as you saw that puck go in. And I think I could feel a gust of wind from the sigh of relief up in the broadcast, too. What was that moment like for you?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was nice to have the support from all the guys and just like this. Guys knew it was coming. I've been doing things right for a little while now, so it was a long time coming, but finally it's in, so it just felt good that everybody was so happy for me.
As we've gotten to see you progress here in your rookie season, obviously that's the big moment for you so far, but what are some of the other areas of your game that you really have taken a lot of pride in and you feel like you've done a good job at this season?
Yeah, I mean, the PK, obviously, is something big that I've always taken a lot of pride in. Just the forecheck and being very annoying on the ice and doing the little things right and trying to not make that many errors and obviously trying to get some goals. Obviously, it's my first one, but I'm going to try to get some more, obviously.
One of my favorite things to ask a player is when he scores his first pro goal, who was the first phone call or first text message after the game to share the excitement?
It was my whole family. They were really happy for me. Obviously, every game I talked to my dad, and I just sent a picture of me with my first pro goal puck, and it was amazing just talking to them. Also, really for them because they're always cheering for me and from up in Canada. So, obviously, my family was the first.
What was the reaction from the bench?
From the players, I mean, just everybody was so happy for me. Big smiles. They were just really, really happy for me. A lot of love on that moment.
You're an interesting case because you're the second oldest player on the team this year, but yet you're still a rookie. What's that dynamic like? Because I'm sure you want to play a big leadership role, and I know that you do, but at the same time, you're still kind of learning this along with some of the 20 and 21-year-olds.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I did 6 years of college, so I got to learn different type of hockey because obviously pro hockey is a little bit different than college. So I got my 2 degrees. I was captain at McGill, so like I know leadership. I know how to lead a team and be like a good teammate. So coming in a pro hockey team, it's definitely different. The vibe is different. You know, everybody's kind of working for contracts and want to go up and this and that. So there's obviously a different dynamics, but it's been a learning curve. I like it so far, and I'm just trying to be like a good teammate, a good person for my teammates.
One of the things, like you mentioned, you got your degree, so that's going to help you for later on in life. But what other benefits do you see being able to play that Canadian university game? Because we're seeing a lot more guys do that nowadays, turning pro in their mid-20s as opposed to right when they finish their junior career.
Yeah, I mean, it's good just in general to get your degree because then after you're like stress-free to go play pro hockey, right? You always have that plan B, and for people it's like not even like a plan B. For me it's two plan A, really. I can just play hockey and be stress-free about my future, right? So and you learn how to be a man, right? You're always at 21 years old, you get to live by yourself, you get to live with other teammates, you live in different cities. Obviously Montreal is a big city, you know, there's a lot going on, so you got to be sharp, otherwise like you can get off the rails a little bit. So you mature very quickly. And hockey is getting better and better over there. So I think it's just like a great way to develop players, and then we're more mature coming into pro hockey.
People love influencers, whether it be on social media or in everyday life. And you had a big influencer for yourself in bringing you here to Wheeling, West Virginia. This is something that fans, some know about, some don't. But tell us about that.
Yeah, well, my best friend at McGill, one of my best friends at McGill was LP Guindon, who was the goaltender here last year. After I was done with school, you know, I was looking for a team in the East Coast Hockey League. And obviously, I was really tight with LP and talking with Derek Army was, and just the team in general, the city, the fans, and this and that. It was I had other connections elsewhere, but it was my first choice coming here. He spoke highly of Wheeling and the team and the organization, so it was an easy decision for me to come here.
What's been your biggest takeaway of this first third of the season, whether it be something on the ice or off the ice that you've really enjoyed more than anything else?
I mean, being with the guys, like we're living right beside the rink, so I think it's an easy situation. Like coming back from road trips, that like at 3 or 4 a.m., just like going back to the apartment right across the street, and you know, living together. And obviously, it's my first year of pro hockey, so I'm still like learning a lot, and I still feel like I can get better in some areas. But so far, I really like it. Yeah.
You guys know how to win up at McGill. So taking that knowledge and experience, what's something that really sticks out to you about this group that gives you some good feeling going into the second half of the season?
I mean, when we won in 2018, our group was so tight together, on and off the ice, really. So that's something that I kind of want to bring here in pro hockey. And it's obviously difficult because there's a lot of guys that are up and down. But that camaraderie and just like the brotherhood that you can create and really just like try to battle it together on the ice can make a huge difference.
That's outstanding. Sam, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Congratulations again on that beautiful moment on Wednesday night, and can't wait to hear you get one here at Westbanco Arena so you can knock that horn right off.
Oh yeah, I can't wait for that one. Merci.
Sam Tremblay of your Wheeling Nailers tonight's Unified Bank Profile. More of the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report comes your way next on the Nailers Broadcast Network presented by Main Street Bank.